it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note.
Energy, folks. Offbeat clapping and energy. You guys know me. Ellen DeGeneres, glad to be here with you. If you're on camera, that makes sense.
Doesn't make sense otherwise.
Otherwise, well, you can hear the feminine voice. My name is Justin Cross. We have a hell of a show for you guys. Today, let me just tell you, we've got clips in our Ring of Fire of Black Friday madness. We're also going to tell you what else is going on in Detroit. Who else is getting bankrupt besides Detroit? And wait, we have no fucking idea. Our last segment of the night. And joining us, a special guest, a journalist whose work has appeared on PolicyMike.com, The Atlantic, The Economist, and TMZ. I'm kidding. Not TMZ. Laura Diamond will be with us. Laura, not related to Dustin.
Or Neil.
Or Jim.
Jesus Christ. Like, is this... It's actually spelled D-I-M-O-N, so it's not even, like, close.
Oh.
But Dimon.
Dimon. But let me just say, first of all, for all of you fantasy football owners out there, maybe not the best week to have played against Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon. Or, if you did, and you happen to have Broncos wide receiver Eric Decker, hopefully you didn't put him on your bench. Or, that would be me, because that's exactly what happened in my fantasy football league, which I'll be spending the entirety of the hour talking about. So it's all going to be about me. That snoring over there is our residential girl, Kat Radley.
Hello.
Kat, don't call me by any other name or I'll cut you, Radley.
That's right.
She's...
fucking learned, finally.
First show last week, or 2 weeks ago, she came on and I called her a slightly different name.
That may be different.
On her birth certificate.
That's very inappropriate. Yeah.
Next to me, as always, a regular, a standby, the folks in the back, they go, what's his name? I go, good looking guy. Number one, Jake, the Snake Cranny.
you know what? I don't even know what to say tonight. I feel like it's going to be a really solid show. Probably top 48, 50, somewhere
top
in that 48, range.
50. Yeah. For those who don't know,
4,850.
Well, there you go.
We have done about 48 or 50.
Are
shows,
we there?
So,
wow.
Yeah. You're actually kind of finally,
well, it's going to be one of those. It'll be somewhere in that range.
The running joke is that we have like a certain amount of jokes or a certain amount of shows. And then, he always inflates it. So this is going to be like our top, and he'll put like 1,000. And I'll be like, well, we've only had 10 shows. But this time he actually got it right. So it's like, oh, yeah, it probably will be one of the shows that we've had. Yes.
I'm very serious tonight, Cross.
Oh, man. Well, in back, I'm very excited. We've got Andy and the person he's training, Jenny. And yeah, Jenny, you're gonna get there. Don't worry. You just follow Andy's lead. It may be the other way around, though. I don't know. Kareem the Dream Maddox is not with us because he's not, I don't know. Is he
He's lost in the heart of LA's 100% human hair district.
Ah, I have it different here. It's because this is where we do the show. We do it right here at Skid Row Studios, the heart of LA's coin-operated bathroom district right there. That's decent, right?
It's
Kat,
accurate.
Are you like asleep already?
No, I'm trying
That's
to understand
dozing.
What part of LA that is.
It's LA's loose pitbull district.
You put a coin inside the bathroom in order to go into it.
I'm familiar.
Never mind. I thought that would work better, but it's going to be a good show. Ukraine. That's how we're going to start it off on the rundown. Hold on. We've got our rundown music. Let me just see.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's our new, that's our new intro to the rundown.
It's actually how I wake up every morning, by the way.
You.
By Justin playing audio clips in your bedroom.
Bingo.
Just sitting there going, it's time to wake up. It's 8:20. He's got to be at work at 8:30, by the way. Now, without a doubt, the sexiest, most popular, most purely don't get your ass off the couch or remove the laptop from frying your genitals because it's just that interesting topic of the week. I'm not talking about Auburn, Alabama, guys. I'm not talking about Fast and Furious, star Paul Walker passing away in a car accident. That's not sexy enough. I'm talking about Ukrainian protests, baby. If you don't know, over the past couple of weeks, what started as a student protest through Facebook has now taken over the capital of Kiev. Initially, citizens took to the streets after President Viktor Yanukovych, I think that's right. Refused to sign political and trade agreements with the EU. That is the European Union, based on what I Wikipedia'd. Then things heated up, though, when riot police used brutal tactics against the protesters that included the beatings of over three dozen citizens. Police said that enforcement action began after officers were asked to clear the square of protesters so that they could, quote, install holiday decorations. As you can imagine, all the American news outlets were enraged, above all Fox News. That's right. Fox News could not believe that Ukrainian officials used the word holiday decorations and not Christmas decorations. Folks, how dare they? But really, Ukraine, that's your excuse for beating people? Holiday decorations?
Totally valid.
Now, Kat and I, we've rehearsed this several times throughout now. And SN correspondent Kat Riley joining me live in studio. We'll be playing... we're going to reenact the scene over in Ukraine. She's going to be playing the police, and I will be playing an innocent protester. By the way, if you guys haven't realized, you're our audience tonight, so just fake laugh, all right? All right, Kat?
Excuse me, could you please stop exercising your rights for civic non-protest so that me and friends with pepper spray batons and guns can instill some goddamn Christmas lights?
But as you mentioned, this is a nonviolent protest that is completely within our rights as Ukrainian citizens.
Hey, listen, we're not doing anything too religious. Maybe small manger with goat and sheep and very tiny baby Jesus. But that's it.
Wait, really? You're trying to tell us that you really want to put up Christmas decorations right now in the middle of this protest?
Boys, break out crucifix-shaped beating stick.
Guys in the back.
let's get ready to rumble!
Justin, I love the execute. Authenticity of your Ukrainian citizen.
That was Ukrainian police officer versus great. American college student.
wait, really? You're trying to tell us that you really want to put up... I thought that was a good... that was a great Ukrainian...
That was pretty solid over there.
Pop that out. Yeah, pop that out good. To Kat.
Russian, Ukrainian, Slovakian.
You nailed it.
It's the same one.
You nailed it. In other news, Cyber Monday, several fights broke out in Walmarts and other retail stores across the country last week on Black Friday. You'd think that online shopping on Cyber Monday, though, would be much safer, but apparently not anymore. Several fights broke out online on Cyber Monday as grown adults bullied and name-called each other through Facebook and Twitter, burning one another with insults. In fact, one adult female who worked at Walmart tried to mediate the fight online, get this, through her own Twitter account, only to end up being bullied herself to the point where, like many teachers and teenagers today, attempted to kill herself. However, authorities are looking into whether her attempted suicide was caused by Cyber Monday bullying or if it was just because she worked at Walmart. boom. Hold on. Where's my... See, I need my... I need like a fake laugh. Hold on. Not a fake laugh, an audience laugh. Hold on. I need.
Can you just
get the fool?
No, that's not it.
That Will Ferrell clip.
I don't need. No, it's a different. It's a different.
Oh.
I can't. There's tons of them though. Let me see. We've got karaoke. Oh, you guys nailed it. They're that good. They're good. There we go. You sniveling.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what the hell that was, but it's from like a 1948 film right there. Now, in other news, it just came to the public's attention that Pope Francis used to be a nightclub bouncer. With the new, with this new knowledge of the Pope's past, lesbians and prostitutes, two groups who are usually excluded from the Catholic Church, are now attempting to get in on Sundays by assuring the Pope that, quote, they're only going to run into the church for a quick minute because they have to get their drunk friend who is already inside. Now, if that doesn't work... they're definitely going to flash their tits. So that is, that was good. And in sports, the biggest story of the week in sports, if you guys haven't been paying attention, Auburn, Alabama, the football game, which saw Auburn miraculously defeat Alabama in the last play of the game. Improbable missed field goal that was returned. Even more shocking than that, though. In the last second victory, fans rushed the field. Somebody put cremated remains on Auburn's field. Alabama's kicker, this also happened, received multiple death threats afterwards, and an Alabama fan was arrested after shooting and killing a fellow Alabama fan because, quote, they weren't upset enough about the loss.
Oh, geez.
Now, in case you were wondering, the ashes that were on the field were not of the man who got killed by the shooting. That was unrelated. But this was said, apparently Mississippi was very jealous of the whole thing because despite the fact that they have a long history, just like Alabama does, of segregation and racial prejudice and being, you know, undereducated, they just don't want it enough, apparently, to shoot their own fans when their team loses. So Mississippi is apparently very jealous over that. Not to be confused with another town that's been in the news this week, Detroit. If you haven't heard, a judge has given the green light for Detroit to proceed with the largest municipal bankruptcy in history. Now, the green light was welcome news, as it's a sign that Detroit still has electricity. And that is the sarcastic news rundown.
Oh, that's got to be the permanent sound clip there. That was great.
I got one. Hold on. I got what? This is going to be the...
Go ahead and kill me, you cocksucker!
I don't know.
I like the baby. I like the baby.
That was too lowbrow.
No, the baby was great.
That was too lowbrow. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm here with Kat Radley, Jake the Snake Crandy. I am joined with Andy, the professional in the back, and his two interns as well, Jeremy and Jenny. And you guys, if you want to call in, tell us about the most ridiculous, crazy, absurd story of the week, 800-893-9562. Call us or join the live tweeting, which is occurring, I think. We've got Kareem on that at home. Sarcastic News at Sarcastic News 1. We are going to go to a quick break, and we will be right back here on Sarcastic News Live. On Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm joined with Jake the Snake Craney, Katarine Radley, after that Ukrainian impression. That was pretty amazing. And we are Sarcastic News. You can catch us at sarcastic-news.com, on Twitter, Sarcastic News 1, and on Facebook as well. Honestly, it's just the same shit on Twitter as Facebook. So just if you want to just join one, I get it. You may not want to double up. So, but we have coming up a big segment here. It's a traditional one we do, and we are glad we've got two great folks in the back, Andy and Jenny, and their intern Jeremy in the back, helping us out tonight. If you guys could cue up Ring of Fire. segment is us just playing the song. Oh. Oh, it's not, is it, Andy? I see how you're doing things tonight. Okay. Well, yeah, it's Ring of Fire. And this is where we've changed it up a little bit. But this is where what we're going to do is we're going to play our top three clips from the week. Each of us has a clip, and we're all going to play one. And I want to go ahead and start it out. I've got Jake's pulled up right here. I think this I've never done it from here, but I think it should work. Now, just to let's not preface it. I'll just bring up the clip.
Is that roll it, baby.
And then you take it away, okay? All right, here it is. Here we go.
For Monday, it invokes images of intelligent machines rising up to take over one day, and probably on a Monday. But actually, Cyber Monday is nothing more than a marketing scheme that has caught on with the public.
Wait, what is it? It's a marketing scheme that's caught on with the public, Snake? Well, tell us, why is this your clip of the week?
Well, I wanted that clip because that intro was just really, really stupid. But... You brought it up earlier.
Black
people,
Friday.
Sorry. She just it's on a date, like in the time of
pretty
the
much.
World.
Yeah. But you brought it up earlier. People are getting in fights and just doing all sorts of crazy things on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, yeah. And it just makes us as a materialistic culture look really stupid. So my question to you, my first question is. Did you guys take advantage of any deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? And if so, what did you buy?
I did not leave my house on Black Friday because I just refused to get involved in the clusterfuck that is shopping on that day.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that's just really all about it? I'll let you answer that first, but do you know anybody that's just all about it that just went out at like midnight or whatever it was?
I drove on Thanksgiving night and I saw lines out the door already for Best Buy that they'd already started. It starts on Thanksgiving now.
Well, I want to clarify because on Thanksgiving, I pass out food and beer to homeless people. And I like to promote what I do to everybody so they know how great of a person I am, but I wear it on my shoulder.
And what kind of beer did you pass out?
Natural Light.
Okay, perfect.
He's not that good of a person.
The king of beers, right? No, the king of water.
The jester of beers.
So I walked past those people at Best Buy, and I didn't realize that they were in line.
Those
I thought they were homeless. I thought they were homeless. I offered them Natural Light. I thought they
Did
were
they
homeless.
Take it?
Yeah, you're damn right. They're they've been standing in line for two freaking days. But I wanted to ask them, like, why are you there? You could literally go on. Is the deal that good that you need to wait there and eat like McDonald's and just look like hell?
I wanted to ask either one of you two the same question. I was hoping one of you actually did, like you sought out a deal and you went and stood in line for it. Because I just wanted to get in the mindset of somebody who's going to go do that for hours.
Jake, assuming we buy presents for people.
That's true. You're both horrible people. I forgot that. Yes.
Black Friday means something different in the hooker industry. So I didn't get quite the same deal I usually do. But I mean, I didn't have to wait in line for it. You know, this wasn't a bukkake. Sorry.
All right.
If anything, I'd go to watch the spectacle. I'd just watch.
That cat just moved on.
Like, yeah, you lost me. You lost me.
You lost me at Bukkake.
Exactly.
I was doing stand up one time, and it was in the Stardome in Alabama, and the guy who was with me, he had his set and he got off and he was doing good for a little while, and then he lost the crowd. And the guy who owned the club, Bruce Ayers, this guy walks up, just a great head of hair. He walks up and he goes, hey, Kevin, good job out there, but you lost him at the hand job. You lost him. Only in comedy, I think, is that like a serious, you know.
Yeah.
That's how you go over work.
Real serious note.
On a different note, this is somebody I want to bring up here real quick. This is something that I noticed here, and I want to throw this out to the group. It should start right around, let's see there. I think that's the clip. Hold on one second.
As I mentioned before, I'm not Catholic. I admire it profoundly, and I've been tempted a number of times.
This is my drunk Uncle Jerry.
Into it. But the Pope here has now gone beyond Catholicism here, and this is pure political. And I want to share with you some of this stuff. Pope Francis attacked unfettered capitalism as a new tyranny. He beseeched global leaders to fight poverty and growing inequality in a document on Tuesday setting out a platform for his papacy and calling for a renewed... Folks, capitalism is a liberal...
Hold on. This is where I want to get
regardless what this is, somebody has either written this for him or gotten to him. This is just pure Marxism.
Marxism, folks. Rush Limbaugh, if you don't know, not my drunk Uncle Jerry. Very similar. Called the Pope a Marxist because he made statements that led people to, or I guess basically saying there's a huge disparity in wealth throughout the world, and simply pointed that out, and that we can't value, you know, just money over helping people out. And so he called him a Marxist. I think socialism was thrown in there. So I want to throw this out there. I'll start with Kat, actually. Do you think that the Pope is a Marxist? Yes or no?
Define Marxist.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay, Granny.
I will also say no, and I will add to that Rush Limbaugh, anytime we play a Rush Limbaugh clip, should immediately be followed by our crying baby sound effect.
So, hold on, let me see.
That guy is ridiculous. Well, that's the definition of a blowhard right there. He just loves to hear himself say words like beseeched and just throw out these random things to see what kind of a reaction he can get.
At least he admires Catholicism, though.
He admires it.
Really,
I'm sure he does. He's got a pennant up on his wall like a child.
I think we actually have a caller joining us who wants to maybe comment here. Caller.
Caller.
Is this
Rush Limbaugh?
Not Rush Limbaugh. Is this Corey in San Francisco?
It is Corey in San Francisco. How are you?
Hey, Corey.
Amazing. Corey, will you please just weigh in real quickly on first Black Friday? Did you participate in Black Friday, Cyber Monday?
I drank heavily on Friday at my house, so at some point I had to buy the alcohol. I don't know if that counts.
He had Blackout Friday.
There you go. I'm going to take that name. Also, I have to add, I'm taking the name Crucifix-Shaped Beating Stick as a fan.
Oh, no,
fan
that's
name,
copyrighted. So. I'm sorry.
Did you enjoy our act out, Corey? That was...
Damn.
We went to theater school for that. She did, actually. I literally just read... but let me get Rush Limbaugh.
I majored in offensive accents.
Rush Limbaugh.
Well done.
Rush Limbaugh called the Pope a Marxist.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say
I don't have a question.
I'm sure that Rush Limbaugh has no idea what that actually means. A, and then B, to criticize someone saying like that the glaring inequality that we have, and maybe we should not let people die of starvation and be ridiculously poor, and then calling him out as being a Marxist for that in a pejorative sense is mind-boggling.
Is capitalism unfettered?
Yeah, it is, and that's kind of part of the problem, and I think that's what the Pope was addressing.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's unfettered because somebody like Rush Limbaugh can make millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, so. Case in point, the guy who's talking. Now, Corey, we got to get to our next segment here, but before, I'm going to stick with us just for a minute. We got Kat. Kat has a big news story breaking. What happened?
Breaking news, guys. My cousin had a baby.
Really?
Yeah, and I got a clip, ready?
How is that newsworthy?
It's news.
How do you have a clip?
It's
I'm a little
news.
Nervous. I'm nervous about this.
I thought everybody heard about this.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
She brought a clip.
Okay, you can see it's okay. It's just getting there. It's just moving in there. You're doing so well. Work with how you're feeling. Good job. Good job.
This was actually Black Friday for me.
I'm even in between when you're resting. You can see so much more of him down there. Oh! Good work. Good work.
I can stop it at any moment.
I would prefer that you did.
No. Don't act like you're above that, Jake.
Can this be the rest of the show?
By the way, how long was that full clip? Was that like an hour-long birthing process?
No, I picked the five-minute one.
Oh, yep. Perfect.
You edited
well, the,
that
clip? The baby was crowning, so there wasn't really much for her to go after that.
I like when people Facebook, like live Facebook or tweet, like they're literally, the husband will be in the room like, oh, she's crowning right now. Like nobody needs to know that.
Oh, that's awful.
That's going to be an interesting Instagram filter.
I'm sure she'd much rather you be tweeting than maybe supporting her.
Tweeting is supporting.
It is. Yeah. Well, guys, we have to wrap up another illustrious. I mean, that was, by the way, that was probably our best Ring of Fire segment without a doubt. Hands down right there.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, if you want, feel free to call us back in our last segment, which we'll be doing a game about bankruptcy, just so that Detroit doesn't feel so bad for themselves. So if you want, feel free to call in then. But
I will consider your kind offer, sir.
It's a polite no.
Yeah. He won't be calling back.
I had to pull into the Burger King parking lot to make this phone call.
Those are our viewers, ladies and gentlemen.
Those are our listeners.
Enjoy your BK Big Fish.
That's Corey in San Francisco, everybody. Now, we are going to go to a quick break, and we have our next guest come up, Laura Diamond from PolicyMike.com. She's written for The Economist and Huffington Post, a couple other notable magazines out there. Going to talk to her. She wrote an article just published today about the Crip Walk and where the Crip Walk originated from and what exactly it means today and who can do it. Hmm. I'm guessing not me. But we've got her coming up in just a few minutes here. We are going to be right back right here on Sarcastic News Live.
Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity in the past though. A bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? Now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream.
We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I just told Jake to watch out for the 15-minute mark for me, and I was just trying to be as radio as I could. It's like 15-minute mark. I like to do this kind of during the middle, like cut it. You know, like you ever see that clip with O'Reilly when he gets real pissed on Entertainment Tonight? Same thing.
Classic.
Fuck it, I'll do it live. My name is Jess Cross. We're back. This is Sarcastic News Live. Our guest tonight, I'm very excited about her. She is a journalist for PolicyMike.com. She's also written for Huffington Post, The Economist, and several other notable publications out there. And she wrote an article recently regarding the Crip Walk and where it originated from, and I want to know a little bit more about it. So, Laura Diamond, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Sarcastic News.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to know, first of all, the Crip Walk. You wrote an article on PolicyMike.com today about it. And first of all, where did it originate from, and am I cool enough to do it?
You are definitely cool enough to do it.
You don't know me.
He's obviously never met him, no.
Okay, so maybe you're not cool enough to do it, but you're cool enough to try, at least. Everyone can try. You probably look really stupid, at least at first. It's harder than it looks. The people that are really good at it make it look really, really easy. And once you try to do it, you realize it's actually incredibly hard. But it originated, I want to say, in the 60s or 70s. Tracing the dance itself is pretty hard. They do know it obviously came from the Crips gang. And one of the theories is that the fancy footwork, is spelling out Crip or spelling out a C.
Oh, wow.
So, it's hard to find real sources on that, but it's been around for a while, and then it was brought into the mainstream and into pop culture when people like Snoop Dogg and Ice-T and Warren G, who admit that they were affiliated with the Crips, you know, started doing it in their music videos and on stage. And it became a move that people just grew to love. But as you can tell, it's it's controversial. People have really differing opinions about it.
Now, I got a quick question. Now, you said Snoop Dogg kind of made it popular. Does Snoop Dogg still do that in his, or what is he called? Snoop Lion. Does he still do that in his music videos now? Or is he too, like, would he, you know, is he too old? Like, would he pull a hamstring if he tried to do that? Or what?
I honestly think, in my opinion, Snoop Lion, you, as you point out, yeah. I actually didn't know what to call him in the article because
I'm down with the sickness. Okay, yeah, I got street cred here. Okay,
so you're obviously cooler than you said you were because you know that he's Snoop Lion now.
I know he's an uncool man in the world. Seriously.
No, you're cool if you know he's Snoop Lion, I believe he's probably very limber and very good. His crip walk is.
He is.
Very good.
Our own Cat Radley knows personally.
I know.
He's very...
quite limber.
Just because they're in the same yoga class, Laura. They're in the same...
Yeah, I'm sure.
They do Pilates
together. Like a crip downward dog, probably.
Crip dog.
Is that what he calls it?
Exactly, the crip dog.
Now, I am curious, though. I mean, how did it... it's gotten really popular. It's migrated into women's tennis now. You've got Serena Williams doing it, right?
Right. So Serena Williams, she at the 2012 Summer Olympics tournament when she won, she did this little victory dance, and it was a crip walk. And some people were enraged over it because of its connotations. You know, to some people, it is not something to be taken lightly. It's very serious, and it is a move that in some neighborhoods will get you killed. And to some people, it's completely not serious at all. I mean, in the article, you can see that, you know, some of the rappers are like, you know, everyone needs to chill out. It's just a fun dance. Serena claimed that she had no idea what she was even doing. She, in an interview afterwards, was like, I didn't even know what I was doing. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
And, she lived in Compton, which is where the Crips originate from, for, I think, from ages 4 to 9. So, you know, some could say it was a shout-out to her roots, but it's not the roots you want to be shouting out to, necessarily.
Well, let me... Is it one of those things where, like, only a certain... I mean, obviously, it's popular in, those, like, you said Compton, California. Like, I grew up in a place where the McDonald's had literally a golf cart parking spot. So, that's partly why I would feel awkward doing it. So, like, does that make sense? Like, is it weird that, like a middle-class white kid would go try to do that? You know, is it similar to, like, rap songs and the lyrics that are said in those? Like, how does that relate to, you know, there's got to be some connotation to
yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it depends what company you're in. I think it depends... Are you on the streets of Compton whipping out a crip walk? Probably not a great idea. Are you with a couple of friends at a party and, you know, you want to have a good time and make fun of yourself? Yeah, go for it. You know, I have friends that can crip pretty well, and it's just a really impressive dance.
I was really good at it in high school. I did it at high school dances, but only because we had 2 black kids at our school, so it was okay.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, you want to be aware, you know, to some people, as long as you understand the roots of it and you aren't, you know, a total idiot about it and in the company you're doing it in. I mean, I was talking to my friend at work and I was like, do you crip walk? And he was like, not since middle school, you know. It's like not cool.
Loser.
Yeah. I do the Macarena.
Exactly.
Why did you choose this as an article to write? I mean, I'm curious because I read Policy Mike a lot, and you know, I know that this was kind of in the arts and entertainment section, but why did you choose this topic in particular?
That's a great question. I have
Thank
no
you.
Idea.
Like Serena Williams.
Yeah. You know, it's not even like that wasn't even really much of a news hook because that was over a year ago, I think. But I think it's just something that I've done for a while and I enjoy doing, and this video, I'm looking at it, it has this video that I put at the end of the article has like 30 million views.
Jesus.
Because it's such an incredible, I mean, these kids can move like nobody's business. And like they can literally move their feet without moving the rest of their body. And it's just impressive to watch. And I think it was just something that's been on the back of my mind for a while. So when I, you know, keep my list of story ideas, and I thought, well, what is the Crip Walk? How did that even come about? I didn't even put it together in my head that it came from the Crips gang until recently. So, I mean, that alone to me was like, that's kind of interesting. What else can I find out about it? And then it just turned into an article.
Right, right. So it was like, you're in your mind, you're either like, I'm going to either go with like Middle East peace or the Crip Walk. Like,
exactly. And who's writing about the Crip Walk, you know? Right. Your questions had me thinking about, you know, other things that have migrated into pop culture, like twerking, for example.
Yeah.
Twerking, you know, now you immediately think of Miley Cyrus, who, by the way, wasn't even twerking. When you talk to people who actually really know what twerking is, she was just bending over and moving side to side.
It was good for me. It was good for me.
Call it is. She was dry humping.
Who knows what the hell she was doing, honestly. But I'm glad you enjoyed it, Justin. twerking for, so, you know, I looked into that too. That actually roots back to West Africa, a dance in West Africa that migrated to the Caribbean and then into the American South. So it's funny that these things that are such a prominent part of pop culture now actually have these really interesting roots that, you know, we don't even think about and that we're not even really aware of.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, let me ask you one more question here, Laura. I know that you've got a lot of articles you've written for The Economist, you've written for Huffington Post, like a lot of, obviously, Policy Mike a lot. Do you typically, like as a journalist, because I know you're educated in journalism and everything, do you choose, like as a journalist, do you try to choose articles that have good hooks to them or ones that you think will kind of move the conversation forward, or is it a combination of both? Do you try to mesh those together? How do you go about that?
That's a great question. It's a mix, I would say. I'm horrible at doing stuff with a hook because stuff with a news hook, you know, there's a lot of the feature articles I write are stuff that are just on my mind that I've been thinking about and wondering about and thinking, that's interesting. I don't know the answer to that. And, you know, the Economist article came out of the fact that I was wondering about what expression was it? Like, balls to the wall, for example, doesn't even mean what we think it means. It's that pilots, you know, had a ball-shaped, you know, throttle, and balls to the wall meant they would push it all the way forward and go full speed.
Yeah.
And so all these random expressions I found had, you know, so it's just things that are on my mind that I'm curious about. I'm terrible at doing stuff with a hook, but you have no choice as a journalist. You got to do some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just different stuff. You know, my next article is hopefully going up this week about the worst criminal in the world. He is a Mexican drug lord, and he's worth $1 billion, and we cannot catch him to save our lives. And he's a hop across the border. So, you know, there's no real news hook to that. It's an evergreen. It's relevant. It's something important and something hopefully people will find interesting.
So, Laura, your last two articles, just to wrap it up here, your last two articles are about gangsters and the most famous or the most dangerous, like, drug dealer in the world. Do you ever worry about getting killed?
I don't worry about getting killed. I don't worry about getting killed yet. I do gravitate towards like crime stories. I'm realizing that's definitely a factor. I don't worry about getting killed. If I do, it's probably going to be some sort of Bloods Crips like brawl that goes terribly wrong for me. But no, but thank you for putting that in my head, and now I'm going to worry about it.
Well, I was nervous just bringing it up, you know, asking stupid questions here. But, you know, thank you so much for joining us tonight here on Sarcastic News Live. We really appreciate it, Laura, and we'd love to get you back sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
It's Laura Diamond, everybody from PolicyMike.com, The Economist, Huffington Post. There are more. Those are the only three that are in my head.
That was so great.
Laura, thank you for joining us. And I'm here with Jake the Snake Cranny, Kat Radley. We have one more segment coming up called Wait, Wait, I Have No Fucking Idea. And we stole it, of course, from NPR, but we modified it because we actually have no idea what the answers are. So we've got that coming up here in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live.
Taking what they can, but they can't decide. And they do what they want to, cause any kind of feeling's alright. And don't be talking, maybe your mama's flying high as a kite. And you're just like the next one, cause we'll be walking lonely tonight. Lonely tonight. If so, we know we'll be coming. If so, we know we'll be coming. If so, we know we'll be coming. Everybody's faking like they can, it makes it alright. Tell me what you want to, cause I don't know the wrong from the right. Just don't be talking.
And we're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross with Kat Radley, Jake the Snake Cranny. And I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I'm a little pissed right now. Kat just told me she can't go out for beers tonight. So I was going to make our game. I was betting her. I was like, okay, we're going to bet a beer over this. And she told me to F off. So... Mm-hmm.
And the middle fingers were not, you know, they're not necessary.
And then Jake just sort of carried me away. I was like, that's okay. It's going to be all right, man. Regroup. We've got our final segment of the night called Wait, Wait, We Have No Idea. Sometimes we modify that a little bit. But Wait, Wait, We Have No Idea. And it's a game, as you can imagine. It's kind of a trivia game that Jake comes up with every week on the fly.
Bankruptcy edition.
On the drive over here. And tonight we're going to talk...
Money stuff.
Our financial correspondent over there, Kat Radley. Jake, take it away.
Okay, so as we discussed earlier, Detroit has filed for bankruptcy and been granted bankruptcy. So we have a bankruptcy game, 5 questions. And who are you guys playing for tonight?
I was going to play for a beer. How about you? Beer after the show.
Natural Light?
I'm playing for the Monopoly Man.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. No. All right.
He's in jail. And we got to bail him out.
Very insincere. Thanks, guys.
Really, just.
All right. Let's just get to it. Question one. Right. It's Kat versus Justin.
Steel cage match.
Detroit is really on the decline and is now bankrupt. Their population was at an all-time high in 1950 at 1,850,000. What is Detroit's current population? A. 1,300,000. B, 950,000, or C, 700,000.
Kat?
I'm going to say A.
I'll go B.
Rousing start, as both of you are incorrect.
Oh.
700,000.
That's it?
Yes. It's just going down the tubes. Yeah.
I didn't think you would start off. All right.
Yeah, that's just playing mind games with you because you, I know. Okay. You think you're in my head. All right. Question two. All of the following major companies have filed for bankruptcy except A, Delta Airlines, B, Coca-Cola, C, Fruit of the Loom.
All right, hold on. Say it one more time. All the following companies, Coca-Cola, Fruit of the Loom, and...
And Delta Airlines. Two of those have filed for bankruptcy in the past. One of them has not.
Oh.
Which one has not?
Just in
you
ever,
have the honors, Kat,
ever in time.
Ever.
Oh.
Ever.
I'm going to say... Fruit of the Loom.
Okay. Cross?
Actually, I think it's Fruit of the Loom, too.
You're both going to guess Fruit of the Loom?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, better cinch up those whitey-tighties. They have filed for bankruptcy. Oh. Correct answer. Coca-Cola.
Really?
Never filed for bankruptcy.
That seemed too obvious.
Excellent. All right. We got bagels right now. We got 0-0. Question
you're
three.
You're a punk.
Sorry. Okay. Question three. Aaron Carter was the latest in a long line of celebrities to file for bankruptcy earlier this month.
Okay.
So which of the following celebs has not filed for bankruptcy? Two of them have. One of them has not. A, Gary Busey. B, Burt Reynolds. C, Jaleel White. If you don't know who Jaleel White is, that is Urkel.
Urkel. Don't insult
Sorry,
my intelligence.
I know, you're a big Jaleel
don't
White fan.
Don't insult my
this
intelligence.
This whole question is based off us accepting the fact that Aaron Carter is considered a celebrity.
that's good. I should
Ooh,
have said.
Ooh, take that, Aaron Carter.
Hey, take him when he's down, Kat.
Bankruptcy and now I'm burning you.
By the way,
Aaron Carter, if you're listening, we want you on the show. Call me.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to take the honors here. This is obviously, you're not taking.
Ladies first. Ellen.
Wow. Jaleel White.
Jaleel White has never filed for bankruptcy. Kat Radley.
I'm going to say, was Burt Reynolds an option?
Burt Reynolds was an option.
Who is Turd Ferguson?
Burt Reynolds.
Correct answer. Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Justin. Justin pulls into the lead. Playing my favorite sound clip.
Fuck on this.
Wow, he's doing
right,
fine.
Don't worry,
sweet,
don't worry, Kat.
Sweet Urkel cash.
Plenty of time to come back. Question.
He's doing better than Screech.
Question four. As is well known, MC Hammer has also famously filed for bankruptcy. So MC Hammer time. All of the following facts about MC Hammer are true, except A, he released his newest album last year.
Uh-huh.
B, he was in the Navy before becoming a rapper.
Uh-huh.
Or C, he is an ordained minister.
All are true except...
Two of those are true. One of them I made up.
I think C is made up.
B.
Both wrong.
What?
He was in the Navy and he is now an ordained minister.
So what was the first one?
He released his newest album last year. He did not.
Oh, come on, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
That deserves money.
Playing with your minds today.
Seriously.
So, final question.
I hope you have diabetes.
Final question. Justin is up 1-0.
Like
but
that?
Guess what?
Drinking.
Final question's
Hold
worth
on.
Two. Okay,
oh,
here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Another famous bankrupt celeb is Mike Tyson, Iron Mike. And so I had to get some Tyson trivia going. Same type of question. I made one of these up, but this time I have six choices because they're all so great. So if you guess the correct answer, it's worth 2 points. So, Kat, you can still win. Okay, all of the following about Mike Tyson are true, except A, at 13 years old, Tyson weighed 200 pounds. B, he retired in 2002, having only lost two fights his entire career. C, he keeps around 100 pigeons in his home. D, he converted to Islam in prison. E, in addition to famously biting Evander Holyfield's ear off, Tyson also bit Lennox Lewis in the thigh. And finally, F, at the time of his bankruptcy, Tyson owned a tiger. Do not ask me to repeat those, just guess. Which one did I make up?
I'm going to go with, all right. I'm going to say that he did the Muslim, going Muslim in jail. Who doesn't? The tiger thing is pretty notorious. You could have told us, like, next at the time, but that would be a real dick move.
What was option B?
Option B was he retired in 2002, having only lost two fights his entire career.
That's very factual, so I could see you doing that. What was it, C?
C was he keeps around 100 pigeons in his home.
Remember when you asked us not to repeat the answers, and now you're...
Yeah, now we're just going to
I'm
going to
guess
again.
B. I'm
you're going to guess?
For it.
I'm going to go C. I think he keeps, like, harpoons.
Harpoons. Yeah. All right, well, the winner of tonight's... wait, I have no fucking idea. Kat Radley!
Fuck.
He lost six fights in his career, and all of those other
stupid.
Ridiculous facts
so
are true.
That's so dumb.
Oh, it was not dumb. It was
God,
great.
I'm so smart.
It's
I'm so
great.
Smart.
It's great when Justin loses.
And all this time writing the damn script, and then I don't win. Nobody will drink with me. I mean, fucking hey, guys. All right.
I'm going to go drink, just not with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Fair enough. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. We have a few more minutes left. We're going to do a quick break and then wrap it up here. So we'll be right back on Sarcastic News Live.
Thank you.
lying, stealing sheep, and beg you from her knees, make you think she needs it this time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her, I don't really care. When we were young, oh, we did enough. When it got cold, we bundled up. I can't be told, I can't be done. It's better to feel pain than nothing at all. The opposite of love's indifference. So pay attention now. I'm standing on your porch screaming out, and I won't leave until you come downstairs. So keep your head up.
We're back on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. We're closing up shop here with Jake the Snake Craney, Kat Roundley. I like the term closing up shop. Mm-hmm. You know? It's like when you go to a restaurant and they're just like, I'll be taking care of you today. You know, like you thought you were at a restaurant, but suddenly you're at an all-day spa, folks. Mm-hmm. Throw your feet up on the table, let them give you a happy ending. This is Sarcastic News Live. Just to wrap up, next week we have a great show. Musician Jake the Snake Craney, one of Ground Sound's own.
Yep. Well, not Ground Sound's own, but we've definitely featured her on the site. Stefalu will be coming in. If you guys want to check out her music before she comes into the studio, get a little more familiar, just go to stefalu.com, S-T-F-F-A-L-O-O.
Stefalu.
Stefalu, and also on Facebook, all those normal places that people are
definitely
online.
I'm
going
to ask her about the origin of her name. I feel like that's just like what they called her in the sorority house. And
well, we'll find out next
week,
Stefalu.
Won't we?
Sounds like what they called her on Sesame Street.
Well, we'll dive into that, I'm sure.
Oh, hopefully Stefalu is a little more positive than old Bittersweet Symphony over here. Which, by the way, Kat Radley will be not here next week because another female is going to be here and she gets jealous.
Just too much estrogen.
Too many hens in the rat cage.
No, she is going to be at the Comedy Store on the Sunset Strip. What time?
8 o'clock.
So if you...
So go there and don't listen to the show.
Go to the Comedy Store. Who? What's
That's
the
fun.
Show? Are you playing?
It's on
the
main
people?
Stage. It's actually the Hot mm-hmm. Girls of Comedy.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. So are you wearing like a bikini or like what's going to go down here?
Well, I'll be wearing a dress and low self-esteem.
That sounds perfect. Excellent. Well, we've got that, and we want you guys to follow us on Twitter. We have tons of tweets every day, tons of them, at Sarcastic News 1, and check out our website. New content every day from Kat Radley, Jake the Snake Craney, myself, and
a bunch of other people
other
as well,
great comedians
yeah.
like Jordan Lykover, Webb Savelle, and David Rosenfeld.
I know those people.
All those people, yeah. We've got Fox Sellers. Who else? Oh, God.
Then that website
Rob Weissman.
Sarcastic-news.com.
Sarcastic-news.com.
Sarcastic with a dash of news.
That's right, with a dash of news. And next week, like I said, we have Stefalu in studio next week. She'll be playing a couple songs and sitting alongside of us. Hopefully we'll have Kareem the Dream. Who knows? But, guys, we very much appreciate you listening to Sarcastic News Live. Again, my name is Justin Cross for Kat Radley, Jake the Snake Craney. Have a fantastic night.
See, I've been here for 28 years, patterns spread beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.